Hi, this is Ms. Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com, and I want to give you a heads up on someone who is going to be tricked, teased, and turned sissy. Here's how the sissification started at the gym. There are a few guys there who would be perfect for coerced or even willing sissification. Sometimes I wonder why there are less than masculine men in the gym. Maybe they're cruising for the real men, or maybe just sightseeing, dreaming what it would be like to be submissive to a femdom, or have her make him submissive to a man. I digress. Back to meeting my new friend. There aren't many women in the weightlifter gym I go to, so this particular hot blonde catches my attention. Oh, sure, she's cute and in her 20s, but there was something about her that said, she has that elusive something more. I'm working out, she's working out, and eventually we're in the same area, about ready to do squats. I'm wearing a wife beater tee over my skin-tight yoga pants. The tee comes down covering my ass halfway. I have custom embroidery on the back of my tee near the hem that reads, "It's okay to look." That tells the guys, I know they're checking out my cute yoga butt. I hear a laugh behind me. It's the sexy blonde. She says, "You know, they either want you or they want to be you." Whoa, I'm startled. It's such a naughty and feisty thing to say. I know, I'm about to meet a new friend. The sissification idea. We get to talking and Alyssa confesses that she is a prick tease princess. I tell her that I'm the experienced mistress. We begin to look around the gym with a newfound interest. Oh, there will be a workout for one of the girly guys, but it won't be what he expects. Look for more on the sissy journey story here and soon to be sexy audios from me and Princess Alyssa. Of course, if you don't want to wait, you can always dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.